Hello.
And welcome.
It's the Graveyard Girls. A true crime and mysteries podcast.
Yeah. I didn't know if you were going to remember it. Then you paused and I was like, oh, she's going to get it. But it's all right.
I always remember.
Not always. No, actually, to be fair, that was when we were coming out of the witch trials. So it was a bit confusing. We couldn't remember what we were recording anymore. And yeah.
And to be fair, I've not slept at all yet, so I'm doing quite well.
Yeah, I feel a little bit delirious today. Yeah. Like a little bit airy-fairy, not really on the planet.
Yeah.
So this episode could end up being a bit interesting, I'm not going to lie. I mean, it is an interesting subject, but you know, it might have added madness to it.
It'll be just like our usual midnight ramblings.
Yeah. I do miss those, to be fair. I was thinking about that the other day, and I was like, I don't get me wrong, like, I don't miss work, because that was fucking shit towards the end.
It still is.
Yeah, it is for you. But then I'm like, oh, I wish I was just like with Natasha tonight and like we could just have a really random conversation. I liked the ones where we used to be like down an aisle, then you're like, right, let's get some work done, and like one of us would disappear onto the other end of the aisle, so like we could try and concentrate on work. And then about 5 minutes later I'd be like, Natasha. And like you think something else to add to what we were already talking about. But we just progressively made it more weird.
Yeah. But that's why, like, this morning when it was, like, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, I was just like, I feel ready to record. So I was like, shall I just, like, Amelia, like, can we record?
Yeah, I know. This is why we need our own place. So we could do, like, just, like, a midnight
ramble.
Yeah. Like, maybe we should do, like, a weird, like, live podcast episode, like, so it's just, like, completely unedited.
Oh, and we've got, like, the torches underneath us. So we're, like, a sleepover. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and like just everything will be completely unfiltered. I mean, not that there's really much of me that you can filter. I try my best not to be too bad.
Okay.
Sometimes there's certain things you're like, oh, this is inappropriate, and I really want to make some comments, but you're like, no, Amelia, that this is not appropriate time. Yes. So I have to sort of.
Like an episode ago, I think. Gonna edit that out.
It's fine. It happens.
Yeah. Great 2023 start.
It's fine. It will get better for us. I mean, granted, we sit here like this time last year and we're saying the same thing, but it's fine.
It was different circumstances.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's not been a brilliant start to the year. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, so I don't really know what else we can say about that, to be honest. Well, hopefully this all takes off and we're doing well. And we've got a merch as well, so if people want to go and check that out, you know, help booster us, and then we can buy a nice big house. We'll buy a castle, Natasha.
We do keep mentioning a castle.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about, it doesn't have to be a massive one, just like maybe like one, like a house that's built to look like a castle, like, you know, like
the way they shaped house. It.
Yeah.
A gatehouse or whatever they're called, like before you get to the castle, but it kind of resembles the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like you could have like the little turrets and like the lookout, so I don't know, lob stuff at
people. Don't need to throw things at people.
Yeah, but it'd be a little bit funny.
Depends who it is.
Okay, like is it like a slingshot?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like probably you could go for a little while. And if you got the height as well, you could travel a pretty good distance. Or like you could knock a few people. Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, because if you're a little bit set back, like, people aren't going to necessarily realise it's come from you, but I think I have been born in the wrong times, because I feel like, I mean, I know there's a bit more to the medieval times than just lobbing shit at people, but I do feel like I would have had fun in a castle lobbing things at the peasants.
No, Amelia, I think you might be a peasant.
I would have been a peasant, but...
You're like, oh yes, I'll be in the castle.
But if I had been...
You'd be in the dungeon of the castle.
I would be, after I've broken in, climbed to the top of the tower and have been lobbing shit at people. That's how I ended up in the dungeon in the first place.
Okay.
But it would be quite fun.
It would.
I feel like it seemed... Because you think, like, how shitty everything is at that time. You've got, like, live in, like, I don't know... Well, you've got to lay on straw for starters, and then you're walking, like, through pooey peasant water all day. Probably got about 20 diseases. Lucky if you make it to 18... So, you know, why not lob rotten apples and tomatoes at people's heads from the top of a tower?
I suppose it's not legal to throw anything anymore.
It'd just be funny, you know, if it happens to hit a few people. could have a bit of fun with it.
Mm.
I feel like that would have been like my childhood game. It would be quite cool to live in a castle.
Oh, to live in a castle, yes, it would. I thought it just on about throwing things at people.
I mean, no, I would quite enjoy that as well. Especially, you know, if you like get them on the head, like probably like thock them on the side of the head.
Oh, thock. That's a good word. Thock. It's like that tube sound. It's like...
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Thump.
But yeah, no, proper get them on the head. So maybe that's what we should strive for in a session. Maybe we just haven't, you know, things like we're not striving far enough. So let's get a castle. Okay. We could have like a wing each.
Yes. I think we would need a wing each.
Yeah, I want a Lego room.
Uh-huh.
And a big library.
Yes.
We could maybe have that adjoining bit. That's the bit that joins in the middle. We can both have access to that. Yeah. But it'd be like one of those really old ones where it's like books, like floor to ceiling, and you need one of those weird ladder things.
Yes.
On wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, should we do that? And then we can record in it as well. It'd be really grand. But we'll have seats that are like thrones.
Yeah, rather than these noisy...
Yeah, little ones. That mine, I'm pretty certain one day might actually collapse on me like mid-episode.
I hope not. I like that chair.
If I ask, is crushed it.
So we will mention how you can give us money to buy a castle at the end of the show.
Yeah, or if someone you know has got enough money to make a one-off donation and just buys a castle. Or if anyone has a castle, but like it's a bit too much for them and they want two lodgers, and you're quite happy to give us a bit of free rein, then yeah. We can provide lots of entertainment.
Yes.
What
kind of entertainment?
Well, we're comic geniuses, obviously. Oh, yes. Sure.
Well, we do make ourselves laugh with Hidden in the Hollows.
Yeah. Do you know what's worse is when you're laughing at your own things that you've written?
That's what I'm saying. That's what we always laugh at.
Yeah, our own terrible...
It's not even terrible.
Jokes, but...
Just words sometimes, and it's like, oh, did you have to write that?
Yeah, it's because I know it was going to make you giggle. But it's like at the time, then when it comes to recording, you're like, no, I've got to be serious about this. But it was funny to write.
Mm.
But yeah, so we could do that. And then, you know, like, obviously we'd be recording the podcast, so we could teach them lots of interesting things about history and true crime and mysteries. So we could provide that entertainment. And I have ponies, so I could bring them along with me. They can nibble the grass outside the grounds. Could provide entertainment that way. I don't know, we're just really, really cool people. Not that I'm really selling us here, but... We're absolutely fucking brilliant, so...
Yeah.
You should...
So you should pick
us. Pick us to come and listen, live in your castle. And then, yeah, we'll be the best entertainment you've ever had. You could hold grand parties and we'll just be spectacular.
Oh, my brain was like, what the fuck did you just say? It's like, we can hug? What?
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
See, I think the tiredness is, like, really kicked in now.
Yeah, no, we can just have a massive party. And then, well, the person can host a massive party and we'll just provide all the entertainment. And then, yeah, we can just be, like, really over the top.
So what we want is an eccentric billionaire who wants to live vicariously through us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're two young, beautiful women. We'd look brilliant on his arm. Mm. I'm just saying.
I think we would look fabulous on... But it doesn't have to be a man.
Oh, no, it doesn't actually, to be fair. No.
This person.
Yeah, this person. If, you know, your castle's just getting a bit too much for you.
Mm.
And if you have to have a greenhouse as well, so we could have poisonous plants. Not that I'm planning on killing anyone or anything.
Just like a herbologist or whatever they're called, like growing stuff.
Yeah, I just want a whole, like botanical collection. You know, like a massive garden to walk through. It would be really cool. But I want one of those, you know, like almost like the old greenhouse, but the really tall ones and like everything's overgrown.
Mm-hmm.
So like you have to like wade through the plants to get to the bit in the middle. That'd be quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'd quite like that. And then, I'm quite easily pleased. But please give me a castle. my expectations are not high at all. But I am quite easily pleased. Set off a printer. The printer agrees with me. Is that someone, I was going to say faxing us through, that's like a really old thing. Is that someone faxing us through already? Like, oh, we heard you.
I think it is a fax, but you are the one who was like, how does Wi-Fi ink work? It comes through the Wi-Fi, Amelia.
Yeah, it took me, I did genuinely have for a second, and this, I'm not normally this stupid, but I did have a moment where I was like, how does the ink get sent through the Wi-Fi?
It gets sent through the Wi-Fi through the post. It's okay, you had a blonde moment.
Yeah, I did have a blonde moment. And I can legitimise it because I actually am blonde, so it's fine. So I'm allowed to have a blonde moment.
Yes.
But that wasn't my brightest moment, I'll be honest. It did just catch me on, then afterwards I was like, yeah, well, that was really stupid, wasn't it? But it's just the way it was said, like, yeah, you can order it through the Wi-Fi. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not like email, is it?
Yeah. The particles of the ink just regenerates when it needs to.
I don't know, maybe it had like a weird big stampy like ink thing that maybe dries out over time, and then when the Wi-Fi does that, I don't know, it tells it to wake up and stop printing ink again.
Maybe. But shall we get into today's
episode? Yeah, I think we should, because I've waffled a little bit now. Yeah,
we're at nearly like 11 minutes. My God.
It's okay. Today was a shorter case anyway, so it's fine. So today, it's not a mystery. I have a true crime case for you today.
Okay.
A little bit different from me.
Well, hence the True Crime and Mysteries podcast.
It's true, but it's normally you that goes with the true crime. I normally tend to look for a bit of a mystery. So, and then I tend to put my historical ones on Patreon. Yeah, so today I'm going true crime. And I have a serial killer for us. And I'm not going to lie, I have quite a bit in common with a serial killer.
Okay, are you trying to tell me something?
I don't know, actually. I do wonder, I mean, the year she died, eventually, while she was executed, is 69 or 96, one of the two. And I was going to say, like, if it had been, like, ending in a five, I could have said, like, I was 100 years later, like, reincarnation of her.
Were you born in 95?
Yeah, I'm 95.
I'm trying to do math. Is it okay?
So if she was 18, 95, she wasn't, but if it was, then I could have said I was, like, a bang on 100-year reincarnation. So that's the only bit that ruins it slightly. I mean, I could be a reincarnation, but...
You could have just got lost in the cosmos for a little bit.
Floated about for a bit and then made it back.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically, the thing that I do have a few things in common with her. The first one being, we've got the same name.
Oh.
Okay, that's a good start. And though I'm not a serial killer yet, I do share her dislike for children.
Okay. Oh no, does she kill children?
Yeah, just a few.
It's like 100.
When I say just a few, I'm of course referring to this baby farming serial killer, Amelia Dyer, who killed possibly up to 400 children.
Is this an island?
No, it's in England.
Okay.
There is a few baby farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interestingly, when I was looking at this, because I might have to bring this up in another episode later, there is a large number of female child killers called Amelia.
It's probably why your mum hates the name.
Probably. No, I think it's just because she hates me. It's fine. So yeah, I should probably tell you a bit more about my previous life. So of course, both me and Amelia Dyer do not like children. Evidently. So, Amelia Dyer was born in 1836 in Pyle Marsh in England. After getting married, she trained to become a nurse. Mm. So, she started off legitimate, you know, pretending to be very caring. However, she soon realised that she could make far more money through baby farming. So, for anyone that doesn't know, baby farming was basically a practice in which someone adopts and takes in unwanted babies in exchange for cash. Mm. And it was kind of a common thing at the time, because obviously a lot of women, obviously out of wedlock, you can't have a child. And maybe it was a bit too late to have an abortion, or you were too scared to have a botched abortion. So, you just dumped the kid. And this was a way to do it. There was obviously legitimate baby farmers that genuinely did take care of babies. But Amelia's not one of them.
Okay.
So she began allowing the babies that she'd farmed to die of malnutrition and neglect. However, this soon turned to murdering them. Presumably because they were taking too long to die. And also because, I don't know, babies are a bit annoying. So I'm going to go over that.
I'm not a fan of this.
I know, this has to be very serious. I just bump a few kids off. Okay. She was first caught in 1869 after a doctor caught on to the suspicious amount of infant deaths. However, instead of being convicted for murder, she was sentenced to 6 months hard labour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think there wasn't too much to say that she definitely murdered them. I think as well, obviously, infants, it's the sort of time, I think a lot they do just die.
Mm.
So I think it was a case of proving it, though she did look a bit suspicious. Upon her release, she returned to baby farming. This time, instead of going to the doctor for death certificates, she disposed of the bodies by herself. Some she buried and a lot she dumped in rivers. So in 1896, one of the babies was found in the Thames, and after an investigation was opened, police were soon led to Amelia's door. Of course, she was arrested and convicted. She was then executed by hanging in 1896. So like I said, obviously I'm 95, but if she'd been killed 1 year earlier, I would have been an exact 100-year reincarnation. But like we said, we've already discussed, I got lost in the cosmos. So she was estimated to have killed up to 400 babies over several decades.
Yeah.
So quite prolific. I'd go as far as to say, if that is correct, she's probably killed like one of like the most people ever, I think.
Well, yeah, because like you said, babies are dying a lot at this time. If she's not taking care of them, there's lots of babies.
Yeah, so and you think obviously they pay, someone will give her a certain amount of money, they'll dump the baby, leave a bit of money with it. She obviously doesn't really want the kids, she just wants the money, so you know, just
especially like how are you physically supposed to look after that many children?
Exactly. And I said if the newborns, it's not that it won't take long to kill them off, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
The weak, they're a bit easier to bump off, I should imagine. Apart from that one dickhead one that just won't die. If anyone wants a babysitter, by the way, I'm
Amelia's available. I'm not working,
so I could do with the spare cash.
She's great with children.
Yeah, really brilliant. I promise not to kill your child. I mean, it's a bit more difficult for me to do it now, so I'll try not to. I haven't yet.
No, you've not.
I don't think I'd kill a child intentionally. I just also wouldn't opt to have one.
Which is very smart, because you don't want one.
Yeah, because I don't want one.
So that's a smart thing to do.
And also, I'm not, like, very motherly either, so...
Again, that's another smart thing not to have children.
I wouldn't be compassionate. I think I'd end up having a dickhead child.
Maybe. I don't know.
So, yeah, I'll be honest, I'm avoiding having them all together. So that was even found, and then I thought, I want to dig into things a little bit more. I found out that at one point she did actually have two of her own children. Now, there's no evidence that she killed them off, so I don't know what she was doing having them. Maybe not. You know when some parents say like they can tolerate their own children, but no one else's.
But it's also maybe healthcare-wise, she couldn't get rid of them.
Yeah, possibly. But so surely you would have just bumped them off as well.
Maybe there's some light. Or are they
the plaw to get like people in, like, look, see, I look after children.
Maybe. Maybe a little bit of maternal instinct kicked in. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's like my dad said, he doesn't like other people's children. So he can just about put up with us. But even more interestingly, obviously before, we're already aware that Amelia shares the same first name as me. But I did a bit more digging and it gets even better. And this is why I'm almost certain I might be her reincarnation. It was just listed as her marriage, but I soon found out that her marriage to Mr. Dyer was in fact her second marriage.
Because she married a Thomas.
Her first marriage was to George Thomas. So at one point we had exactly the same name.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's where Verity comes from.
As you think. Maybe that was one of her daughter's names.
Maybe.
So
maybe we need to get you a past life psychic?
Oh, maybe.
Whatever they're called.
I don't know what they're called. Maybe past life person. Look into it.
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, I went down a bit of a path. So I think I might bring in these other people in another case at a later date. But then I went down a road of looking for serial killers called Amelia. There's a few, and the majority of them are child killers. I'm not going to lie. Like, there's a high percentage of them, pretty much nearly all of them are child killers.
But is that because they're women and children are easier to kill than any other living human?
I don't know. Either that or just Amelia's really don't like children.
Or that. I wonder if there's any Natashas that killed
anyone. Well, that was going to be another thing I was maybe going to go down the line of at one point, was I was going to look for serial killers called Natasha.
Mm-hmm.
Almost going to do like a bit of a comparison between the two. Don't I feel like you might maybe be a crime of passion. Because we all know you've bumped off a few husbands, so I feel like that's where you go. I don't know. You've just had like 20 husbands, but like people only know about 3 of them.
I'm not saying anything, but that's interesting.
Mm. And I'm just bumping off all the kids.
Mm.
You know, you've got to balance it out. You don't want to get rid of all the adults, because then like it's unbalanced the population. So
true, but then you do need the next generation to come up, and if you murder them all.
Okay, well, you'll have to keep a few safe from me then.
Okay.
I'll mainly kill off the weak ones. Like, if you survive me, then, you know, like, you've made it through.
So
like
kind of natural selection.
So, you know, you've made it that far. Yeah, I guess you'll be an all right adult. You kind of deserve to live.
Okay, we're going to make it through the Amelia test.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not very fair.
Yeah, but also, yeah, but kids are annoying, Natasha.
Everyone's annoying at some point.
Yeah, I do forget. I know when everyone goes to me, yeah, but you were a child once. And I thought, yes, but I don't think I was that annoying. So now there'll be rap people out there that listen to this and they'll be like, gosh, she's a fucking terrible child. No, I don't know. I'm not maternal at all. I don't like children. And I just thought it was interesting that...
Ooh, maybe that people who knew you as a child can write in and tell us all the stories about you.
Okay.
What was Amelia like when she was younger?
I think it actually might be quite, not necessarily nice stories, but they won't really have much to say because I was actually quite quiet as a child. Didn't really speak to anyone.
It's always the quiet ones though.
Yeah. Returning into the child murderers, and it's, you know, if they're called Amelia, then you're doomed.
It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
A lot of people are called Amelia now though.
It is. But then also, you know, we've had a bit of a baby boom, so maybe we needed a few Amelias, you know, to sort that out.
Counteract. Yeah. Mm.
And I said, if there's more Amelias, we're not, and they all have the same idea of me of like not really planning to have any children, then it also naturally brings down the next generation a little bit without us having to kill any of them, because there'll be a large percentage of women that just aren't having kids in the first place. So you know, I'm just helping.
You thought it through.
Yeah, I'm helping with technically sort of like global, you know, like all the crisis and overpopulation. You know, just solving a few problems as I go along. So really, you know, in a weird, fucked up way, kind of deserve a bit of a medal for doing my bit for the planet.
You haven't killed anyone that I'm aware of, though.
I've still got some time left, Natasha. Okay,
that's true.
Unless I pop my clogs later on this afternoon. Then yeah.
I mean, the sleep deprived me has to drive you home, zombies.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Or maybe we could run a child over on the way.
We're not going to kill any children.
Like, not even, like, just knock into one a little bit.
No.
This is why the other reason why I don't think I could drive, because, you know what, if I see someone that just pisses me off a bit too much or taking too long to cross the road, I feel like I'd use them as a bowling ball or, like, a skittle and, yeah, just...
Road rage is a real thing.
Yeah, no, I feel like I definitely have it.
Yeah.
I'm slightly worried I'd, yeah, just ping a few people off, or I'd get part way through and think, oh, I wonder how I could flip them up, like, across the road. Yeah, just take a few people out.
Well, it's like all those bollards they put in for
the children, they look like children?
No, during the pandemic, they were like, oh, everyone's going to be cycling around, even though they're not going to work.
Oh!
And I just kind of wanted to drive over them with my car, because I thought they'd make a fun noise.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a good point, yeah, because they were quite flexible ones, weren't they? I thought you were going to be on about those weird, freaky ones that they make about children.
I hate those.
Those should be run over.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Yeah, they're a bit scary.
It's like, I'm aware there's a school that you don't need to put creepy children.
Yeah, the big zigzaggy lines are a bit, and the screaming children are a bit of a giveaway.
And the school sign is pretty obvious.
And the lollipop lady or lollipop man.
Mm.
Well, maybe I could do that as my next job.
No.
And just keep letting the cars come.
No, you'd be like the Pied Piper, but you'd be like leading them into the traffic.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh.
Ooh, actually. So, if anyone needed a lollipop lady.
Don't hire Amelia.
No, I need the money, Natasha. I'll do any job at this point.
Okay.
But yeah, So yeah, I thought that was just a little interesting case.
It is interesting.
About another Amelia.
Hmm.
Like I said, there was more stuff on her, but a lot of it was very theory-based, nothing factual. So in terms of facts, there really wasn't that much about. But yeah, from what I could gather, we're quite similar, I'm not going to lie.
Especially, Amelia Thomas.
That bit, when I found that bit at the end, I was like, ooh, that is weird.
Mm.
But yeah, so, I'm back. 100 years.
Huh. Was you around before then as well?
Well, yeah, I was born in 1836.
No, but I mean before then.
Was that? Oh, like... in between?
No, before.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know. I'll have to have a little Google.
Before. No, caveman Amelia.
I mean, to be fair, if you do get reincarnations, why aren't you like reincarnated like a million times? I'm going to find out something weird. Like I'll end up like, I don't know, being like a girlfriend of like Vlad the Impaler or something.
He strikes me as a man who is maybe not into women.
Yeah, I remember he cut off a lot of women's breasts. I think, I'm not sure if he did have a wife at one point though.
He had a child, did he not?
I think so. Which everyone blamed him for killing, but you know, maybe it was me, his little old girlfriend.
And you got away with it.
Yeah, I got away with it. I've just revealed my secret now.
Oh, maybe we should get you into a past life person.
I might have killed off some witch children as well.
Yeah.
And the cave towns bopped him over the head with a...
rock?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or pushed him off a cliff. Chased him off the edge of a cliff. what other times have we got? In medieval times, what would they have done to him then?
The breast ripper.
Ooh, yeah, but children don't really have breasts. They've just got their little nipples.
The nipple ripper.
Or maybe I did just... Hey, we're on about the castle. Maybe I did pelt an apple a little bit too hard at one of the reds. Got them in the temple.
Was that in this episode? It was.
Yeah.
I'm very tired.
Yeah, so maybe I did like pelt on with an apple.
Mm.
When they were putting the stocks for stealing a...
potato.
Yeah.
Mm.
Corner of bread.
Mm.
It was on my stand. I lured them in and pretended like, oh, you can have a bit of this. I'm like, no, not really. And then lobbed an apple at the head.
You'd poison it.
Ooh, actually, yeah, that's quite a good idea. Maybe I'm the reason behind Snow White as well. Just saying. That's where the story came from. I was about at the time. And I was killing children with poison apples. It's Snow White, isn't it, with a poison apple?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't we discussing that in another episode?
No, that was Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, yes, we didn't understand if Grandma was eaten.
Yeah, I'm telling dead. You, she wasn't eaten.
What do you think she was?
It was the Axeman. He'd already killed the wolf and then wrapped Grandma in the wolf skin and then was like, oh, I saved her. And now Little Red Riding Hood has to fall in love with him because he's the saviour, because he saved Grandma.
And he's a predator.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm just saying, like... they were designed to be a little bit scary anyway, the grim ones. I'm just making it a bit more...
modern.
Yeah, and a bit more grim. So, I did mention before I might go over and rewrite some of the fairy stories.
That's what I was just thinking.
I think I might actually do it now. I might put a couple on the mainstream ones and then some on Patreon. And I might turn it into a book, like the Graveyard Girls X-rated fairy stories.
Not X-rated, is it like revised?
Yeah.
Something. Not X-rated because they...
I don't know, but we've already got Pedo Waxman, so...
Yeah, but that means it's, like, consensual if it's, like...
Not for her, it isn't.
No, but, like, I don't know.
I might go through them and rewrite them. I was talking about... we had the thing as well with Brenda's Beaver, and I was on about rewriting
Brenda's
some of those, Beaver. And I was, what was it going to be? Baldy Bollocks and the Three Hairs. Maybe I should get into that and then do some illustrated books.
Maybe something that we don't get sued with. But I could draw...
yeah, some the things. Baldy Bollocks.
Yes.
Well, if people would be interested in that sort of thing, maybe you should let us know in the comments and, you know, I'll get rioting. I can redo the stories and, just change them a little bit. Because people do that anyway, don't they, over the years?
They do.
Apparently it's like an adaptation.
It is.
Well, just a dark one.
Well, yeah. Well, the green...
Yeah, even Disney are redoing their own remakes, making it all from the cartoon ones into proper films, so...
Yeah, but their original stories are from something else in the first place.
So why can't we rewrite it and just make it a bit more sinister?
Because the Grimm ones have been reworked, so it's more child-friendly.
Yeah, because the original ones were quite dark, weren't they?
Mm.
Yeah, so I'll just continue with the original. You know, I'm going back to the OG. And yeah, just reworking those. Making them how they should have been. Maybe they were written by an Amelia.
Jacob.
Yeah, no, but like maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was a pseudonym because we couldn't have female writers at the time.
True.
So it was Amelia the Killer. She's luring and scaring the children with scary books.
Mm.
I told you. I've even uncovered that. I'm going to just uncover myself like throughout time.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good book.
That would be a good book. I might just write it anyway and then just make claims to be all these people and give like a plausible theory as to why I could be them.
So like Forrest Gump?
Maybe. I stubbed my toe and it got me a limp. Did he walk funny? I'm sure he did have a limp.
And he just ran.
Yeah, but he did, but he had a spaggy run because he had a spaggy leg. I'm sure I didn't imagine it. It was a long time since I've seen it. I don't think I've seen it since I was in school.
I don't know, I can't remember.
Maybe. There you go. Well, I'm rewriting it. I'm telling the proper story. They didn't tell it properly in the first place. So it's not even a rewrite. I'm just telling the actual proper story now.
So we've got about 14 books coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll start a collection. So, yes. You know, we've only got like 11 months till Christmas now. So, you know, get rid by ready for next Christmas.
Okay. Yes, we shall do that.
Yeah, I'll have them out by summer. Be great birthday and Christmas presents for your children.
Maybe not children.
Well, obviously not, because I think isn't our podcast 18 plus anyway.
Yeah.
So unless you've got naughty children.
It is 18 plus, but we rarely swear.
I don't know. I think maybe.
Sometimes we do. More. I don't think we swear in every episode.
No, I don't think so. Well, you know, yeah, I don't really see why. I think, not that we're child-friendly, here's me like, I'm just going to bump off a load of kids. But I don't think it's that bad. I think it's more like the gory stuff it is.
Yeah.
But I think like probably like teenagers like 14, 15 could probably listen to us and not be scarred for life.
Yeah, the teenagers are probably already scarred.
Yeah, I would say they've already probably seen far worse things than listening to me swearing and talking about bumping children off. They've probably already killed like 1,000 kids in the video games anyway, so... What's me talking about some kids that I may or may not have killed? Not much difference, is there?
You can tell we're tired in this episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've gone off a massive tangent.
And I'm just like, I'm awake.
But I'm still awake. So, I don't know, it might end up, when you come to editing this, it might end up being like one of our greatest episodes, you never know.
Mm.
We just feel a bit like tired and delirious now, but actually maybe it's some quality content.
Mm.
So, well, there's only one way to find out. We'll find out when we look at the stats of this once it's been released.
Yeah, it's going to be our highest rated one ever.
If it is as well now, I'll be like, yes, I must write those books.
Well, yes. We're going to write those books anyway.
Yeah, I am going to now. I've started it.
Not you. Is.
Okay. Well, then technically in this actual, I could have written them all, done all the legwork, and you could have just put your name on it.
That's not fair.
It isn't, but it's also easier for you, isn't it? I mean, technically you have to do a bit more with the editing, so...
No, I want to write. That came out right. I want to write.
Oh, okay, you can write.
Want to write.
Is yours going to secretly end up being more sinister than mine, like that unusual deaths episode we did the other day?
Oh, I know. Well,
I said unusual and bizarre. I didn't say sinister. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all down for the dark.
I think there was like a moral to mine.
Yeah.
Don't fuck around and find out.
Yeah, don't shag animals.
Yeah. Well, don't. Like, why would you even do that?
Yeah. You just mess around with your own species, it's fine.
Mm.
Well, I say it's fine, you've got to ask for consent first. But besides from that, yeah, just piss about with your own.
Yeah. It's a good...
That's my moral. And my bit of advice for the day. But yeah, I think that's done for this episode. I could rab it on for hours if you're really interested. Maybe I should do a separate thing, almost like a live stream where I just rab it on all day. people can tune in for as long as they
want. Good, because then I wouldn't have to edit it.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm
It might be a bit controversial and we might be cancelled pretty quick, but...
Oh.
It could end up being very successful.
It could be very successful.
So maybe we do need to do a nighttime one.
Okay.
Go for it. We'll do it.
Okay.
Along with the million and one other things we need to do.
It's fine. This is our year.
It is our year. On that note, in the meantime...
Keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.